Cause they just need one night off to apply that good pressure. Won't give up, we'll always fight cold pressure. Cause we just need one night off to apply that good pressure.
CJSF 90.1 FM, you're tuned into Typically Tuesday. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting on Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam. We stream online at cjsf.ca. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for our updates and programming and events by looking up CJSF Radio. Find us on SoundCloud for our podcasts, also at CJSF Radio. And then find us on YouTube for our videos. Again, CJSF Radio. My name is Leslie. Would you like to go on air now? That's okay. That is also okay. I have a guest with me in the studio, so I'm excited. Eventually, maybe, I don't know. If you want to speak or not, we don't have to. Mic two. All right. Hello, please introduce yourself for our listeners.
Hello, I'm Deborah. I think I've been sitting in the show for the whole day. Probably listeners have heard my voice.
Nice.
Over and over again. Don't get bored, but I kind of like it.
That's good. Have you been on air like the whole day today?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I have.
Oh, wow.
From 10 a.m. But not, like, yes, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. we had the speak up. And then I kind of came onto Nicholas's show and then did Alex's show. But then it was just for a few minutes, like 5 minutes. Kind of thing. Yeah,
I see. Oh my god, you're like a regular radio personality now.
I'm always stealing onto people's show.
I think it's time for you to apply to the CBC. Yeah, and get and be like, hey, I have a lot of experience.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience in stealing people's show, like shows I'm not invited into. Like, I just get into the studio and I'm like, can I talk on your show?
That's how community radio works. That's how we do it here. I'm so glad that you could be here with me today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Good. I guess I will debrief for the listeners, but also to you, because I wasn't done talking, I guess. Today, our talking points are going to be briefly about PETA going on PETA, that the animal rights organization protesting Starbucks's extra charge for non-dairy milk, which is interesting. I have hot takes on it because I don't drink dairy milk. God was like, you don't get to have any fun. So
did you say it's non-dairy or dairy milk?
So they're going to be protesting the extra charge that Starbucks, like the extra Starbucks charge for non-dairy milk, so almond milk, soy milk, etc. Yeah, I have hot takes on that. And if you have any, please share at some point when we get onto that. Also, we're going to be talking about SNL and Michael Che and this one podcast person's like on and off sort of social media tirade, and we're going to be discussing like what does it mean to have like an audience of people following you, and then to also kind of like pull I think useless stuff, just like going on social media fights and stuff, but whatever. Also today, later on, we've got two people coming in from the Young Women in Business organization or program, talking briefly about some workshops that are coming up at the SFU Surrey campus. So stick around for that. In terms of music, and also Deborah, if you have any like requests for music, as long as it's not Tom 40,
why? Any reason?
We can't play Top 40 on radio on the radio here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. it's like that community radio, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Totally understand that.
Yes. Fighting against the man, and the man is capitalism. But we're going to be out here sharing some tunes, some hot jams from CJSF's music library from last year, and then also jumping in onto some kind of like local and more international stuff. Got some No Buses from Japan. We've got Inculto, which is the ska band from Lithuania. It's going to be a fun time, hopefully. And so let's just go on with it. Here is Dame. Oh no, I ordered another pizza.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. By Girl Snails.
Who doesn't love pizza?
I can't have pizza, Deborah.
What did God do to you? can we just phone him? Hello, God.
Hello? Hi. I know it's, you need to answer my calls. Yeah, I don't... Lactose intolerance.
He says, stay healthy. Stay healthy. Stay healthy, my daughter. Stay healthy.
And yet, I'm miserable. Here's Girl Snails.
Searching for bird note. It's winter and time for a vacation. Let's head to the Amazon. So many birds. What are the sounds we're hearing? Now, that's the colorful cry of the surprisingly drab screaming peahaw. And that hooting sound? That's from the blue-crowned motmot. There's the saucy cry of the black-necked red katinga. And those continuous sounds? Those are insects. Oh, now we're hearing the call of a Cuvier's toucan. And the growl of a howler monkey. Listen for the delicate call of the musician wren. Bird Note invites you to sit back and enjoy the sounds of the Amazon.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesday on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. In the studio with me is Deborah. Deborah, are you an intern here?
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
Yes.
And what kind of interesting things are you doing here at the station other than like kind of infiltrating people's
shows,
programs? Yeah.
Okay, so basically I think the only show that I actually am on for now is the Speak Up show. I do that with Carl every morning between the hours of 10 to 11 a.m. And so basically that's what I do. Try to find interviews, try to do streeters, and basically tell people out there what's happening. Discuss issues that I think are pertinent and of great importance to our listeners out there.
Yeah. I would agree. Also, excellent show promotion. Now I don't have to do one later. Yeah, that's right. Tune in to Speak Up Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 to 11. You will get to hear Carl and Deborah like kind of tackle issues that are local and important, I guess.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Tuning and calling to the show.
Yeah.
Free promo.
Yeah. Excellent. Also, you can call in or text into the show, 778-782-2573. Just, you know, drop a line, whatever. I did say earlier that we were going to talk about some stuff about PETA and things like that, but I think right now what's really pertinent is kind of like this talking topic that I forgot I was going to talk about, which I shouldn't have. I'm wondering if you and Carl talked about this at some point, the Wet'suwet'en protests. There's a pipeline going through Wet'suwet'en land and the Wet'suwet'en Nation, and supporters have been protesting against it.
Yes. This morning, Carl spoke about it.
Yeah. Yes.
So, whilst we were on the show, the protest was just at the Convocation Mall, so we could hear them in the studio. And so, Carl actually lowered the background music so that the audience could hear the protest from. I think they are going down to Vancouver to continue.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. That's fair. A couple of days ago, a number of the youth protesting the pipeline were unlawfully and also randomly kind of They were arrested. Of course, this is not necessarily random in Canada's history. We know that this has happened time and time again. It has, in our current climate, we have Canada has escalated to the point wherein the government has sent the RCMP to basically at any moment be ready to attack the protesters who are rightfully defending their land. Heavily problematic. Unfortunately, this is very much embedded into the fabric of Canada and Canada's history, and the everyday happenings of contemporary Canada. Youth were unlawfully arrested by Victoria Police, and now are facing legal charges. If you are interested and are able to share the story, of course, please do. But also, if you are able to donate to support the legal fees that the youth are up against right now, you can emtcmhamilton at gmail.com. And that's siiamhamilton at gmail.com. These are very important. They're doing very important things that many of us should be on board with. There should not be a random pipeline going through Wet'suwet'en land without the consent of the rightful owners of the land. And it is pertinent for us to stand in solidarity with Wet'suwet'en Nation right now.
So if I'm understanding this is a lawful protest. So we're from the arrest.
Basically, I mean,
or is just to fighting people, and then
I get,
so they lose their interest in fighting.
So I would think it's something like the latter of what you're saying. This is happening a lot, and it has continued to happen a lot. The past couple of years, there have been a lot of pipelines that were proposed that would run through Indigenous land without the consent of the nations there. RCMP are basically just sent there with kind of with the assumption that what they say is, like, there could be something that happens that could potentially be violent. But of course, actually, none of that is. People do have a right in Canada to a right to assembly, so to organize and things like that. This is just like a force of, it's really a force of power from the Canadian government and from the police to be like, we don't like what you're doing, because we want to be in charge.
Yeah. This pipeline protest started somewhere in 2019, and I really thought we had won. Let's say the protesters had won, and that it's an issue that has been put aside. And so this morning, when I heard that it has resurfaced, I was kind of surprised, because I think SFU was part of the protest. Like, we've been part since it started, which I think is very commendable. To students, to faculty members, like, this is great. Well, I pray we win. Like, yes, it's really unlawful to do something on my land without actually consulting me and taking into consideration what I have to say. So probably there could be some consensus, like the authorities and the indigenous could sit together and have some sort of round table meeting about this or something. I don't know how it works here, but then every issue has, like, we could talk over it. Like, if you talk about it, definitely you get to some sort of consensus, like, about it. So I think the authorities should actually give a listening ear to what the people are saying, at least just listen to what they have to say, and then two parties draw a conclusion on that to really, because I was very, very surprised this morning that it has really resurfaced. I thought this is a thing that has been solved and is done away with. So, yeah, more protests going up, and we pray we win. Yeah,
we hope so, definitely. I think also, unfortunately, this is the type of thing that happens quite often. The government wants money, and pipelines, and they're willing to invest in pipelines that have proven to be very not great for the environment, and that also do not go through consultations or consent from Indigenous nations and First Nations. This is something that in BC we've seen time and time again. BC has actually kind of like somewhat odd rules about rights and land title. When in the beginning of the programs, you might hear the host saying, "We broadcast on unceded territories."
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it means that those territories were actually never surrendered. And so there's kind of like almost like a weird legal loophole sometimes for big corporations to take advantage of that and to do whatever they want to the land, which is horrible.
But then there's good news in the fact that Indigenous know their rights. Like, I think that's good news. Like, they are, because there will be a situation where probably they would also sit back and say, "Oh, it's fine, it's the government." And the government owns all the power, but then it's kind of refreshing that the Indigenous know that they have power too, and that they can stand up for something they think will be a detriment to their lands, will be a detriment to their living. And it's great. Like, it's a step, like, it's a great step in contribution to democracy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very important that they know their rights, but also that I think also that settlers know that Indigenous folks have rights to land and title.
Yeah.
Whoa, heavy, heavy, heavy topic. But again, if you are willing, if you are able to, please do share this news and information about the unlawful arrests of Wet'suwet'en youth. And also, please do consider donating to support legal fees. EMT CM Hamilton on at cmhamilton@gmail.com. That's siiamhamilton@gmail.com. Let's tune back into some music, and when we come back, we'll have a couple of cool people talking about this program called Young Women in Business, and they're going to be talking about some of the workshops that will be happening very soon this semester. This next song is called How to Forgive by Tennis.
girl before. We ain't got no test for all aboard. You should give us a chance, cause we're all victims of circumstance. We've had it pretty tough, but that's okay, we like it rough. We're out of the score, survive the rest into one war.
Tuesday on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Inculto with Eastern European Funk. Actually, that song is like an old Eurovision song that I stumbled upon again during the weekend, and I was like, wow, I really miss being 13. I hated 13, but that was a good song. And then before that, you heard No Buses with Pretty Old Man. What a title. We have in the studio right now... we have in the studio right now two folks from the Young Women in Business group. All right. They are here to discuss some workshops that are coming up affiliated with SFU. Yeah, and they're going to talk to us about what those workshops are like and what you get to learn from them. Would you please introduce yourself? Speak into the microphone, please.
Hi, I'm Jasmine. I'm part of YWeb.
And my name is Savni, and I'm part of YWeb. Specifically, we're part of the WISE program in YWeb, and that is a program that focuses on giving tangible skills to young ladies in different areas.
Also networking with industry professionals as well.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, that sounds interesting. So could you tell us a little bit about the workshop topics that are coming up? I see here... there are two. The first one on this flyer is called Invest in Yourself. Could you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, so it's Invest in Yourself. So it's starting your own business. It's more of a entrepreneurship lead. So we talk about creating a business plan, your design thinking, also creating the perfect executive team as well. If you want to add more.
So any questions that you have about entrepreneurship, we have industry professionals coming in from different industries. We have someone from Hootsuite, people who have had their own business, sharing their experiences with students because they want to help students who would like to go down the same path.
And it would be the same path in business and all that, right? For this one happening again at Surrey, at the Surrey campus. Can I ask? Okay, so the next one, introduction to VBA. Now, I'm not really familiar with what VBA stands for. Could you explain more about that workshop and maybe the acronym for me, please?
So VBA stands for Visual Basics for Applications, and what it is it's a coding tool used in Excel. So what it allows for you to do is have daily tasks be more algorithmic or be automated. So it data that you would normally analyze through different functions using Excel, if you're familiar with Excel, instead you can write code to have Excel do more of the work for you and make daily tasks more automated.
Yeah. Well, that sounds, well, that's the future. Okay, with regards to both of these workshops, who's kind of like included in the target demographic? Like who is allowed to sign up for the workshops if they're interested?
So we're accepting members from any faculty. So you don't necessarily have to be in business or have to be a woman. But anyone that's interested in learning these topics, it is a progressive workshop series. So that means it's like each workshop builds on the other workshop. So it is a bit of a time commitment for members. But what they do get out of it is access to industry professionals, as well as like experiencing networking with members who are interested in the same thing. It allows for you to build your skills and something to add on to your resume as well.
Okay. So anybody at SFU, anybody who's like a student at SFU can
SFU up. Students as well as alumni.
Oh, and as well as alumni. All right. Get on to that recent grads who have yet to find work because, you know, unemployment is rampant in our time right now. Or, you know, if you want to just professionally develop because you are already working, good for you. Can we talk a little bit more about potentially like the philosophical part of our of the programs right now and discuss what is the purpose or the purpose we already tackled, but what was kind of like the importance of having sort of these workshops and why is it important to make them accessible for the people who you're targeting?
I guess in terms of like what the reason for like why we developed the workshop series is a focus on tech and also different industries where women are underrepresented. So having a program where people who are interested in a certain topic but not necessarily ready to give or have the financial means or ready to invest those financial means into that, but just want to dip their toes into the water and get a little bit of a foundational level knowledge on the topic areas. This is for them and promote women as well because we are capable of doing so much. However, in some regards, we are, I think, underestimated. So it's definitely a uplifting kind of workshop series for women. Our instructors coming in are very passionate as well as very giving of their time. So we're very appreciative for that and we've run workshop series in the past. So this past semester we did Python in finance as well as intro to capital markets. So we've done quite a variety of workshops and we found that it forms a sense of a community within the SFU network.
That sounds really cool. And I think definitely the point about women often being overlooked, women amongst other people, of course, often being overlooked in things such as business and also definitely technology and STEM is a really important reason why, do you call it Y-Web? Is that what it is?
Y-Web, yeah.
Y-Web is really important and should be accessible. I'm just wondering now, in terms of maybe past experiences, kind of like, I would assume that both of you have some kind of experience with YWeb beyond, contributing to it. Would it be all right for you to share, what you got out of it and what you thought was really great personally for you?
Yeah, of course. Jasmine, do you want to start?
Yeah, so I haven't taken the workshops as a student. I've only been organizing them. But what I've gained from my experience is teamwork and also having a collaborative environment to work in as well. And I feel like you learn a lot through networking as well with industry professionals and while also gaining new skills. So, yeah.
Yeah. I've been involved with WISE SFU for quite a while, and I'm really fortunate to have Jasmine on as my coordinator. I was a part of the workshop series about three years ago, in the spring semester, actually, and that was a workshop series on personal branding. And I really enjoyed the sense of community that we get with YWeb, and as well as the supportive environment that's available. So the people that were running the workshop series at the time, I thought they supported each other really well. And that's what got me, or WISE was the first program that I found out about through YWeb. YWeb has other programs as well that are tailored to other individuals, but I was really passionate about WISE and being able to offer students, like students offering students tangible skills and organizing a program for other students, I thought was a really great initiative.
Thank you for that, and thank you for also highlighting the importance of kind of like students organizing something for students. At the end of the day, it's... as much as the institution, as engaged as it is, quote unquote, would like to believe that it's getting in there and really tailoring things for us, a lot of the times we are the ones who really understand what it's like and what skills we need, and also understand kind of our anxieties and what we want. Our desires and things like that. So thank you for highlighting that and pointing that out. And it sounds like both of you have gained really fulfilling experiences from YWeb and particularly from WISE. For people who want to sign up, how can they do that? And what are the dates that they'll be signing up for?
Okay, so for people who are signing up for WISE, they can sign up through our, we have a link to the sign up on our website, which is YWeb SFU, as well as you can get in touch with YWeb through Facebook or Instagram, and we have a link to apply there as well. In terms of the dates, we start from February 8th onwards. It's Saturday, so it's 6 Saturdays that you're committing to. So 5 of them will be learning workshops, and then the last one would be a project showcase. So this is where you get the opportunity to present to a panel of industry professionals what you've learned throughout the workshop series. So it is... it allows for you to network with those industry professionals, as well as on each learning workshop day, we have different industry professionals coming in who are supportive of students and want to help, taking the time to help them learn to grow in this topic areas. Yeah.
For those of us who are just joining on Typically Tuesday, I'm talking to Jasmine and Savneet from YWeb, the Young Women in Business group, and they're talking about upcoming workshops that SFU students and also SFU alumna can participate in and go to gain professional skills and networking. And so when will be the deadline to apply for the workshops?
The deadline is Wednesday, January 27th, and yeah, it's at 11:59.
All right. They can sign up on yweb.ca, right?
Okay. Yes.
For more questions or for people who are looking for more information, who can they contact or where can they contact?
They can contact us via the Instagram page, as well as I have my email listed there as well. So it's savneet.sandhu@yweb.ca. We do have more, the best place to go would be the Instagram page for the most information, as well as the Facebook page, so we post often on there.
All right. Yeah. Your email, savneet.sandhu@yweb.ca, is savneet.sandhu D-H-U. Yep, D-H-U at YWIB.ca. Do you have anything else that you would like to kind of promote or plug about YWEB and its upcoming projects or just YWEB in general?
So YWEB does have a number of programs. So this is facilitating more towards personal development and growth. But we do have programs for giving back. We have Connect as well, and that program does biweekly volunteering at the food bank. We also have Spark, which does different networking events amongst other students. So just getting to know the YWEB SFU community a little bit more. And then we have Soul as well, which is a mentorship program. So we have a variety of programs out there for YWEB. WISE is just one of them. So if anybody that's interested, please feel free to take a look on our Instagram or our social media, as well as our website.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, Jasmine and Savneet, for sharing with us your really, really fascinating, really interesting program. It is really important to develop professional skills in a capitalist world, etc. and to also network, no matter how socially anxious or shy you are. You gotta bite through that struggle. Yay, capitalism. But thank you so much for sharing this with us. Highly encourage people, and it's people of all genders, to sign up. Again, you can go on to yweb.ca. That's www.yweb.ca to find out more information about their Invest in Yourself workshop and the Introduction to VBA, which is Coding in Excel workshop. Thank you very much. And let's dive into some more music here on Typically Tuesday. Let's end off with some cool local content. This is a track by Missy D, a Vancouver-based rapper, with Yes Mama.
Allô maman, salut Diane, ça va? Ouais, ça va, ça va. J'ai besoin de te parler un petit peu. Ok, vas-y Missy D. Vas-y Missy D.
Enter the room like he knows who we are. Follow me on Earth, Venus, up to Mars. See, I'm extra, extra terrestrial. I'm a lavender, but also quite lethal. Kill a boss. Drop a buzz like a dead lift it up in my spirit. Killing me, there's a buck to lay me. Round the rust orbit. Got the ring, call me the whole bit. Larger than life. No need to be explicit. Shh. Someone call me a doctor. I'm giving birth to a lyrical monster. I'm fertile, I'm agile with my delivery. Reproducing flow past the cypher nursery. Call me mama, call me girl, dream with a dollar. Missy D surrounded by a fella. Cootie, could refer back to an afro good beat.
See, I gotta sing it for the motherland, so that they really, really understand. I hope mama is listening. We celebrating your wisdom. Singing, yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Got a lot on my mic right now. Nothing you better pause sometime. Your press, rewind. About to last more like what is. Yo, give me the seconds, give me the run up, give me the review, the preview, the sequel. I felt like I dream and live another life. I need a DJ play and save it fast, huh? With a better melody, with poetry, thoughts upon what would be. Can I put some metaphors? Give me more lectures. Laugh at all, quite unsure. Something wrong, the clock is done. I shot myself to come back strong. Feel us to battle. I just won, I feel us to battle. I just won.
I'm trying to save my life right now. Need a second somehow. I'm trying to say why right now, need a second somehow. I'ma call up mama. Hey, bless me with your wisdom. And we sing and we sing. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Allô, maman. Ouais, Diane, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Dans ma vie, il y a des hauts et des bas, Diane. Faut garder la tête haute. Et tu sais, on est là pour toi. Ne m'oublie pas, tout le monde est là. Tu m'entends?
Yes, mama, yes, mama. 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 Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Bonjour Diane, comment tu vas? J'espère que tu vas bien. On pense à toi et on prie pour toi. Dieu te garde et te bénisse.
I didn't like that. It's for my sugar banana.